kind of a continuation, hopefully, of some common sense. Didn't hear a lot of it, though, prior, did I? But Mary Matera brings a lot to the table. He is the senator of the second senatorial and nice enough to give us a couple of minutes. I haven't spoke to you in a long time. How are you doing?
I miss you, and I miss my Long Island News Radio. I tell you, Jay, you are on fire this morning, my friend. I love it. I love the passion and the truth, common sense. There is no more common sense anymore.
You know, I was driving around yesterday, and, you know, somebody told me the press conference was going to be at 11 o'clock. I guess it didn't. I guess he had to write more Jabberwocky down on a pad. But it finally took place at around 2:30, and I was literally cringing in the car because I did not hear, you know, it was, again, the blame game. Here we go. No apology. I felt for all who have lost loved ones, Senator Matera, in these facilities. But the beat goes on and everything else. Now, you're right there. Give me an assessment what you're feeling now.
You know what? Just to give you a heads up, the biggest thing right now is get our people vaccinated. The vaccines, we're doing whatever we have to do to find places for our constituents so they could go get vaccine, to get the people the confidence back, you know, especially our seniors. I tell you, it's just heartbreaking when you have seniors calling up the office and talking how frightened they are. And one thing we need to do is these vaccines, get the confidence back and get, you know, things rolling again. And that is the biggest thing right now. My main concern is this. I mean, when I have to go sit there and get a 97-year-old veteran, Mr. Dowling, I don't know if you remember Highway Superintendent Dowling, a POW vet, no less, and I called up and Joe Sledge over at the VA hospital, I thank him so much for helping with our veterans so we could at least get them vaccinated, and he's been doing a great job to help us with this. But seriously, there we are. We're in the 21st century over here, and next thing you know, we're sitting there and we're worrying about, like, look at Stony Brook. They have 400 a day. They could do 4,000 a day to vaccinate people. You know what? We need to get these vaccines. We need to get rolling, get people back, and get businesses rolling, people getting back out again. I was very excited about it. I had a blood drive at the Smith Haven Mall Sunday, and I was excited to see people in the mall. I tell you, it just made me feel warm again. That, in other words, people are getting out, and we need to move forward and help out our businesses as much as possible. Local shopping, do what we have to do, get back out, stop this drop shipping. This drop shipping is killing us. I understand it's a new wave, but we need to make sure we get people back out, Jay.
There's no doubt the rollout has not been pretty. And listen, I was critical of the state because even with supply on hand, I saw a lot of delaying type tactics used. Going back a couple of weeks ago when really the state was only utilizing Senator Matera 41% of its supply, and instead of the crying out and everything else of what's wrong, let's just divvy it out properly, please. Let's make sure that we have the DOH at the controls, and I use that word lightly, as far as the sites are concerned. You know, I didn't get a sense here on Long Island that we had enough sites. You know, when you're looking at Stony Brook, when we're looking at Jones Beach as your two hubs, so to speak, we need more. We need more on the East End. Now we've had a few pop-ups here and there with churches and everything else, some of these centers, which is fine. But we didn't have that in play from the beginning. So I could understand about the, you know, the crying and the, oh, come on, we need more. But where are the sites for people? Listen, it has been horrendous, horrendous. When you look, I mean, you got to be a computer whiz in order to get lucky here, to get a shot. That's what it was in the beginning. You know, you had to get on, you know, it's unbelievable. But that's what it was. And quite frankly, they needed to improve in a big way. Your take, sir.
Well, all I could just tell you is every CVS, every Walgreens, all pharmacies, go. We even have the fire departments. We have paramedics that could help. We have so many locations that we could be using, but the rollout was done terrible. It was just terrible the way it is. But you know what? One thing about my office, I'm proud of our staff helping every day, every minute looking. That's like our top priority to make sure that whoever could get vaccinated is going to get vaccinated. But seriously, the rollout's been terrible. I'm just very, very upset, confused. I'm, you know, getting my feet wet. But you know what? We're going to do what we have to do at our office, and to do what we have to do to help people. And that's our main goal right now.
Senator Mario Matera representing the second senatorial. Now you're in play now for what, 6 weeks, give or take?
Yes.
And you've seen a lot, you know, Senator Viteri. You have seen a lot since upon the taking the oath and everything else. Do you feel that? And again, we could accentuate all the negative. Yesterday was a disaster from the leader. The rollout and everything else, people need help here, stimulus, we know. You wonder when that's going to come through, but that's, you know, something from the top that has to trickle down here. But are you, I mean, listen, you took the job in fine fashion, we know. Are you confident going forward we can kind of straighten out someone here? But it's been a very rocky start to this year for this state government.
You know, Jay, all I can say is right now I took it at the lowest possible right now. And I look that we get, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm praying. Let's see what the majority leader, Schumer, let's see what he could do. Let's see what he could do to get us that $16 billion, $15 billion, $16 billion that we need. You know what? That, in other words, $30 billion a year we do not receive from the federal government. So guess what? It's our time. So you know what? Let's see what Schumer could do. You know what? Even like with the, you know, Senator Schumer and Congressman Swazi, let's see what they could do with the repeal of the SALT tax, which I couldn't stand, which was devastating to a lot of us, that you can't write anything off over $10,000. So that's something that I'm doing right now. I have a SALT tax. I have a bill out right now, and I'm working with Assemblyman Steve Stern on it, that it's a SALT tax to help our businesses, that they could finally write off over $10,000. Now, the problem is, I'm hearing already that, guess what, Biden administration is not going to go and repeal the SALT tax. It's amazing, isn't it? You know what, you spoke before also, too. By the way, that's 10,000 jobs that was lost on the Keystone, not 1,000. Right away, my 1,500 United Association of Plumbers and Pipefitters lost their job the first day with a sign of a pen on paper. Amazing, isn't that? So that's 10,000 jobs that were lost. Just remember something. We need renewable energy. Right now, excuse me, yeah, for the future, we need fossil fuels. We need our natural gas. We need the Keystone Pipeline for the future. We have 20 years before renewable energy will be perfected, Jay. 20 years. That's how I look at it. You know, you see that right away. So what you're doing right now is, when we lost that Nessie pipeline, the Williamsburg pipeline, the natural gas that we needed for our future, for those years, what is government doing? What is Governor Cuomo thinking? That, in other words, that we cannot use fossil fuels, natural gas, one of the cleanest burning fuels there is, and he feels that, in other words, no, don't bring in the Williamsburg pipeline. That was so important to us. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. You know, listen, I have not been thrilled, and I said this before, I don't know if you heard it, I have not been thrilled with the first 35 days. Let's face it, the executive orders here, there, and everywhere, I don't see anything innovative as far as what Joe Biden has done. He has pretty much undid everything the previous guy did, whether it be the pipeline, whether it be the immigration situation, whether it be the teachers' unions. And, you know, for a guy that always says, let's listen to the science, well, how about listening to your CDC director? I mean, you know, I mean, could it be more scientific than a CDC director coming out and saying regarding this opening of the schools and everything else? I'm baffled by so many things here. It really is.
Just to give you a heads up about the schools, especially in my district, I've been very, very vocal to make sure we get our children back to school. Right now, our children being stagnant is the worst thing. This mental health is terrible, and we're going to have a bad situation on our hands to move forward. I'm just happy that Smithtown's finally going back March 1st. They're going to be going back full time. And you know what? We got the sports going. We got to get our children back to school. They cannot be home hybrid. They cannot be home virtual. They need to be with their educators. They need to have interaction with the educators and interaction with their fellow students and get back on track. Our children right now are suffering. And you know what? Everybody needs to understand that, and a lot of people do. And you know what? Finally, we have our superintendents and we have the Board of Education is sitting there realizing it, because people are finally being vocal. Strength with numbers wins, Jay. You sit there and you don't say anything, nothing's going to get done. You need to be vocal.
That's what it's all about. Mary Matera with us, Senator, 2nd District. Do you believe $50 billion will be coming by way of federal government into the state. Are you believing that number? What are you hearing?
You're $50 billion. God, we're sitting there saying $16 billion is going to be a problem. I don't know where you got $50 billion from, but that's where I'm hearing $16 billion, and then that could be even less than that. So, again, we need our fair share. Let's see what a majority leader Schumer could do. He really needs to prove himself on this one. Am I right by saying that?
100%. That's another guy. You know, he assumed the role as a leader now, majority leader. Let's see what happens. Let's see him fight for the state. I don't have a lot of confidence in Chuck Schumer. I got to be honest with you. I have never had a lot of confidence in Schumer. Everything he has said, he grandstands and everything else. You know what? Now it's about the action over the words. You know, I don't want to hear about, you know, look out Gorsuch, look out Kavanaugh, you know, Supreme Court building a year and a half ago. I don't want to hear that anymore. Now you are in a role. You're on the big stage. You're a majority leader. You represent the state of New York for the federal government. Let's see what you can do. That's the big thing right now.
Absolutely. You know, I'm on the committees. So I just want to give you a heads up. I'm very proud that I was appointed on committees. We have Senator Rob Ort, our leader, which is a great leader. I tell you, he's a veteran, smart young man. I just love. He's a mentor to me. He put me on. Appointed me on ranker on consumer protection. I'm a ranker on corporations, authorities, and commissions. I'm a committee person on labor and for transportation, for our infrastructure. So I couldn't have been put on for my background. I'm very, very proud that I'm on these committees. And I'm going to do whatever I have to do, especially with the transportation, to bring in our infrastructure. Because you know what? That's going to make sure that we're going to, you know, for development, for our future, and bringing in growth. So that's I'm very proud of that.
Last one. You look at Palumbo in the first. You look at Alexis in the third, you, of course, in the second. Are you confident? You got new voices now. You got new blood up there now. We know it's all Democratic control there, Senator. Are you confident the voice can be heard here a little bit? Listen, you got majorities going all over the place here. Give me your take on that. Final thought.
Well, I'm going to be working with both sides. You know, I already started working with, you know, even with Jim Gorin and, you know, with Steve Stern. I just said that to you, to work both sides to make sure to bring our monies back home. We could go sit there and fight all day long about certain things. Hey, listen to me. I'm very upset about what's happening with this nursing home situation. The governor needs to be a lot more compassionate and tell the truth and don't say, who cares? They died. Who cares where they died? I never heard of such something like that before. But with me, I want to focus on making sure moving forward, bringing the money back to Long Island first, that we deserve, and to move forward and have the proper growth, proper projects, get the infrastructure in, which is so important, protect our precious water supply. That's what I do. That's my goal. But again, you know what? People have to, you know, like even with Senator Salazar and Senator Ramos, there's going to be a fall guy with this whole situation with this nursing home, Jay. You know, Dr. Zucker, you know what's going to happen with that. He's going to be the fall guy. I'm telling you right now with all this. But we need to move forward. And that's my goal, is to work with both sides, you know, be bipartisan with a lot of things to make sure we're going to, we're going to get what we deserve, we deserve to receive. So that's what I'm going to be doing.
Listen, deer in the headlights, Zucker should have been let go a long time ago. He didn't know. Not know. I watched every briefing. Okay, I watched all 110 of them, and I saw that he did not know how to answer the question. That's why I gave him the moniker, Deer in the Headlights. Dr. Deer in the Headlights did not know how to answer a question. And when the governor would defer and try to get an answer from Zucker, you weren't gaining anything definitively. Listen, they didn't know how to handle this from the get-go. And the edict of March 25th only accentuates where this administration is at right now. It's a total disgrace. And quite frankly, and I said this all along, you know, as a manager of the state, any type of position you're in, you take ownership of a mistake. You didn't see that. You haven't seen that. He had a chance on the big stage yesterday to apologize for all that came out with his top aide, Melissa DeRosa. He had a chance to own and apologize. He didn't do that. Now let the games begin. Now listen, subpoenas, impeachment, stripping executive powers, that's all fair game right now. I mean, that's the bottom line. And, you know, you had to do that. If you're Cuomo yesterday, you had to do that. because you must move on from this in some sort of fashion. You must move on because right now the focus is on this. All it had to take was an apology, a simple apology. That's it.
Jay, when you sit there, 15,000 families, you know, when you drive by the nursing homes, you see families on the first level looking in at the windows to the loved ones. Don't tell me you haven't seen that. I tell you, it's upsetting when you go by these nursing homes and see what people are going through. You can just imagine with this 15,000 families plus, you know, there needs to be an independent investigation. And you know what? And to move forward. A.G. James, she did her job. And now it's going to be moved. Let's do the investigation, and you know what, and see why he didn't apologize. You know, some people say when you don't apologize, it's a sign of weakness. And Governor Cuomo obviously will never do that. And you know what? Again, to say who cares where they died? They died. I just don't understand that. But you know. I just want to, you know, move forward with this, you know, with the budget. I want to see what we got to do, not have to bring in revenue with marijuana, not bring in revenue with prostitution. You know, sports betting, I have no problem with that. But again, we have bills, you know, we have legislation that's going to be coming forward that's going to be very interesting. I don't know how you feel about this marijuana situation, but it's nothing but a disaster. You know, pro-medical, fine. Recreational use, I'm sorry. It's a liability, even in the construction industry. It's a liability for our police. How are they going to control this, Jay?
I'm with you 1,000%. I was against the legalization of marijuana from day one. Listen, it's obviously a money grab, another money grab as far as the state. You know, they see this as revenue without ramifications and everything else. It is a huge mistake. You're putting the onus on our police force beyond belief here. You can't do that. You can't do that. And, we already have problems with our police. I mean, they have stripped. I mean, you know, you look at the slashing and everything else that took place on the subways. What is that a derivative of when you think about it, right?
There was a legislation that just got passed with Senator Hoylman that there it is. Police cannot profile transgender prostitution. I'm sitting there going like this. I don't care if you're purple, not for anything. It's illegal. So you sit there and that got passed. And I'm sitting there going, I just don't understand this. Unless it's me, I just am surprised that I would even be voting on something like that.
Listen, always a pleasure to have you. You know that. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Jay, I appreciate it. Thank you to the listeners. I mean, we're into some charted waters here, right over here. Some uncharted waters, I'm sorry to say. But you know what? I appreciate the time, and I thank Long Island News Radio and all the listeners. I appreciate it very much.
All right, sir. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you soon. How's that?
Thank you.